Yud Elul, Tuesday the 28th of August, Rabbi David Tugendhat, Teshuvah.
Okay, good morning everybody. Our topic this morning is Mohos HaTshuvah, a few insights in the concept of Tshuvah. Now is the season, as it says... As it says, we try and do tshuva now and avoid the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Rush. So let's get started. We have Be'ez Hashem seven questions on tshuva and tshuva-related topics and tshuva-related sugyas. And after we have the seven questions, we'll see Yisoid. And Be'ez Hashem, I hope very much that we'll be able to answer up all of the questions with this Yisoid. So the first question and the second question is a question on the famous Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, Daf Memtes Omud Beis. We have a wonderful girl. She's been dreaming of her ideal chosen, someone with beautiful midas, someone who always keeps all the Torah mitzvahs nicely, somebody who's a shtickel Talmud Chacham, and she's been dreaming about this person. She grew up, she was in Sem, and somebody, some real lowlife, somebody, a very coarse individual, someone with no manners whatsoever, with no midas whatsoever. He says, "Hurry up, Mukadesh Esli, Al Manas Sha'ani Tzaddik. Be married to me on condition that I am a Tzaddik." You know, a Tzaddik, you think of the Chofetz Chaim, you think of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And he says, this coarse individual says, "Al Manas Sha'ani Tzaddik." So the Gemara there says a surprising answer, which is Afilu Rosha, the Mishnah says, Afilu Rosha Gomor, even if he's a Rosha Gomor, Mukudeshes, if she would say yes, if she would accept his Kiddushin, so then even if he's a Rosha Gomor, complete Rosha, Mukudeshes, they're married Shema, hear her Tshuva Bedatoi, maybe, some say Bedatoi, Belivoi, maybe he had some thoughts of Tshuva. Now, remember, we're talking about a Rosh HaGomor over here. Rosh HaGomor, a member of the Mafia, a Rosh HaGomor, no bein odom l'makayim, no bein odom l'chavero, and he is a Rosh HaGomor, and the Mishnah paskens that we have to accept that Kiddushin may have taken place over here, Mukudeshes. She's not allowed to marry anybody else unless she gets a get, because Shema Hiru Tshuva, B'da'atoi, maybe he had Hiru Tshuva. So on this Mishnah, we'll start off with two questions. The first question is that the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that Tshuva does not work unless there is vidoy, unless you have a proper confession. A person has to actually say that they have done an avero. The Rambam says, vidoy zeh mitzvahs aseh. Ketzad mitzvadin, how does a person do vidoy? Aimer ona Hashem chotosi ovisi pashati lefonecho vosisi kach vekach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've done all these sorts of aveiros by accident, on purpose, with rebelliousness, and he has to spell out the details. Farina chamti uboishti b'maisa, I have such regret and embarrassment of my actions. Eloi elomini chayzer adovozeh, and I will not revert to my ways. V'zehu ikrei shel vidoy, v'chol amar belizvadois, umarach b'inyan zeh, hariz a meshuvach, the more a person does a vidoy, the better it is. And the Rambam tells us that even a person who would bring a korban, v'chein balei chatois v'ashomais, Beis Shemavim Karban Eisein, at the time that they would bring their Karban to Yerushalayim, as Shigagosan al Zedainon, Ein Mitzchapanem B'Karbonim Ad Shiasu Tshuva V'Yizvadoi, that V'Yizvadu, Vidui Dvorim Shenema V'Yizvada Asher Chota Aleho. A person could go to Yerushalayim with the most delicious, succulent Karban, beautiful, big, Oshom, Achatos, spent loads and loads of money, the Rolls Royce of the Behema world, and they take it to Yerushalayim, and they do it with all the Hidurim, but if they don't do Vidoy, then their Korban has not worked. So the Rambam is clearly telling us that a person has to do Vidoy in order for their Teshuvah to be accepted, and the Rambam goes on, so to anyone who's Chayv Mises, based in Chayv Malkus, Ein Mitzchapelem B'Misoson B'Likioson, Achiasu Tshuvah V'Yizvadu. A person has to do Vidoy. So the question number one is, how can we say that this low life, maybe Shemohiru Tshuvah B'Livai, so what if he's had Hirurei Tshuvah? So what? If he hasn't done vidoy, then the tshuva is not a tshuva. So why should we be worried that she is mekudeshes, that she is worried? Question number two is...
Married.
Married. Yeah. Question number two is based on a Gemara at the end of Masechta Yoma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Masechta Yoma there says that there are four chilukei kapara. There are four types of ways of getting an atonement. So the Gemara says, Dalet chilukei kapara, Shoy Rabbi Yishmael Deirish. Rabbi Yishmael would say that there are, a person has to do tshuva in each one of these four scenarios. Avar al aseh v'shov. If a person has not performed a mitzvah aseh, so let's say they did not put tefillin on. Chmono lezon, they didn't do a mitzvah aseh. And they did tshuva. En oizod mishom ad shemoich lemloy, shenemar shuvu bonim shovivim. Okay, so far so good. All the person has to do, if he has to do tshuva, is to regret what he's done, undertake not to make the same mistake again, bit of vidoy, and we're sorted. So such a person, he did not perform an assay. That's category one. If a person did a lois assay, they transgressed one of the negative commandments, they stole, and they did teshuvah, so then teshuvah toila v'yemakipo machaper. So if it was a lois assay, not only did they have to do teshuvah, but they also need Yom Kippur. Okay, fine, that's category number two. Shuv is not good enough, you need Yom Kippur. Category number three, a person did something where there's a chiyuv kares, or a misas beistin. Oh boy, he's in trouble over here. Misas beistin, kares, chilul Shabbos, let's say. So then, he does tshuva, so then you have tshuva, and you have Yom Kippur, and then, chmono litzlon, yusurim amarekim. So then, that is category number three, where there was a chiyuv misas beistin or a kores. Tshuva alone is not good enough. He also needs Yom Kippur and Lo'aleinu Yusurim. And then category four, Mishyeh Shchilul Hashem Biyodei, Rachmona Litzlon, person has transgressed Chilul Hashem, Ein Lo'i Kayach B'Tshuva, Litloi, Slo'i B'Yem Kippurim, L'chav, L'Lo'i B'Yusurim, Amarek, Kulon Telim, Misum Amarekes. Then it's only the only atonement that will fully be achieved, the only time it will be fully achieved is when the person moves on to Olam Haba, when they die. So we see these are the four chilukei kapara over here. Okay, now our Rosh HaGomor over here in Masechta Kiddushin, Memtes on the base, we said this Rosh HaGomor, he had Tehurei Tshuva, and we said that already makes a Mekudeshes. Now what sort of a lowlife are we talking about over here, this Rosh HaGomor? What sort of fellow must this person be? So, which one of the four categories is here? Now, there's a halacha in Choshen Mishpot, Simon Lama Dalad. And it says there that a person is not allowed to give edus if they've violated a lav for which there is makus. Because the Pasuk says, Al toshes yodcho im rosho. The Pasuk says, you cannot allow someone who's a rosho to give edus. And somebody who's a Rosha is someone who's violated a lav. They have to have at least been violated lav. Now we've just seen from the Gemara Masechta Yoma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, that if they're violated a lav, is teshuva enough? No, we said the only person for whom teshuva is enough is someone who's violated an aseh, someone who hasn't done a mitzvah aseh. Someone who hasn't done a mitzvah aseh, for them teshuva will be enough. But if this guy's called a Rosh HaGomor isn't someone who didn't put tefillin on one day, Rabbi Yisai. A Rosh HaGomor, to be called a Rosh we see that it's someone who's possible edus. Someone who's possible edus means they've done at least a lav. So teshuva, certainly, according to the Gemara over there, Masechta Yoma, teshuva shouldn't be enough. Teshuva's only good enough if the person hasn't done a mitzvah saseh. So if teshuva shouldn't be enough, why should we be worried about this fellow's kiddushin? That was question number two. Question number three is the question of the Tosfos Yishonim in Yoma Pei Hei on the base. And the question number three is fascinating. There's the Shita that Itzumei Shel Yom is Machaper, that Yom Kippur itself is Machaper. Now if you're going to tell me that Yom Kippur itself is Machaper, then how could the Beis HaMikdash ever have been destroyed? We know that year after year, the Bnei Yisrael were doing more Averus, until the account just became too great, and it had to be settled. Yet if it's Tzumei Shel Yom Machaper, according to the Shita, that Yom Kippur itself wipes the slate clean each year, why should there be something that should ever have been destroyed? Surely Yom Kippur each year should have cleansed them from all of their Averis, and why should there be something that should have been destroyed? Oh, so if you say Yitzume Shalyom, there's a shit that Yitzume Shalyom is Bachaper, which means that even that itself should be enough. What does it mean? Okay, so what does it mean, Yitzume Shalyom Bachaper? If that wasn't good enough to help, then what else do they need to do with Yitzume Shalyom? What else do they need to do with Yom Kippur? Fine. Another question, question number four. Does a person have to do tshuva from having bad deus and bad middus? If a person's a grouchy fellow, and they always say nasty things to people, and they've got bad middus, or let's say they don't say nasty things, but they always want to say nasty things, yeah? They've got bad middus, they've got bad deus. They're a person who is very lazy, who's very angry. Do they have to do tshuva on this? So it's the Mefurash Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, Al Toima She'ein Tshuva Elam Averis She'esh Ben Maaseh. Don't think that Tshuva is only for deeds, for actions. Kegoyim Zunus V'Gezel V'Gneva, like immorality and a theft. Ela Kesheim She'etzorich Odom Loshuv Me'elu, Kachu Tzorich L'Chapesh B'Deus Rolos Yesh Lo. A person has to search out all of their bad attitudes and ideologies, and their middos, and to repent from anger, and from violence, and from animosity, and from kina, from jealousy, and from running after momoin and covered, and all of these things. A person has to do tshuva. So the Rambam says you have to do tshuva over here. Now what is the question over here? You see, the Rambam speaks about this in Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel. Why though didn't he write this in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, where he speaks about vidui, doing vidui on all of the mitzvahs? He says over there, kol mitzvah shavatar, bein asay, bein loisa asay. If a person transgressed these mitzvahs, they did averis, they should do vidui. Why is it that the Rambam separates it? He puts the bad mitzvahs and the bad deus all the way in Perek Zayin, when he's already introduced all of the mitzvahs shavatar, whether they're asay, whether they're loisa asay, that you have to do vidui. He's introduced that in Perek Aleph. So why didn't he have that? And even for bad deus, why is it that comes later? And question number five, why is it in fact that you don't need to do vidui for bad deus and for bad middus? The Rambam says over there that's not in Perek Aleph. Why is it in fact that one doesn't need to do vidui for bad deus and bad middus? Question number six is that there are two brochas in the Shemina Esrei which involve repentance. What are these two brachas? Hashiveinu, which finishes off Horeitze B'Shuva. We ask Hashem to return us, Hashem wants Shuva. And then we say, Slach Lonu, Baruch Hashem Chanan Harmar Belisleach, you're someone who very graciously forgives us exceedingly. Why is it there are two brachas for repentance? Why do we need to have two brachas for repentance? And similarly, question seven, is there any difference in the Ovinu Malkeinus between Hachazreinu B'Shuva Shalem Olafanecha, please Hashem return us in Shuva Shalem, and then Slacha Machal Acholavaneseinu, to forgive us for all of our Averis? So we have 7 points over here, 7 questions on Shuva. The first one, the first two concern our Mishnah. If someone says, Al Manasha Ani Tzadik, why is it that we're worried about their tefillin? Surely there was no vidoy. Surely such a person, if they're called a rosho, then tshuva itself shouldn't be enough. Why, if Yom Kippur is machaper, how could the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed? Question number four and five are to do with if a person has bad deus, why is that stuck in Perek Zayin and not in Perek Aleph, where we introduce all of the areas that tshuva works for, and why in fact do we not do vidui for bad deus? Why is it there are two brachas in the Shemayna Esra dealing with repentance, and why is it in Avinu Malkeinu there's this discrepancy? So I saw there's a Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Talat Eis Aleph, and there's a Minchas Osha, Rav Osha Weiss Shlita, in Devarim in Siman Nun Gimel, and they really discuss a fascinating chiluk in two aspects to tshuva, and with these, all of these questions, one by one, are answered. And it's a fascinating, I found this a fascinating insight, and I hope that you also will. So there are two parts to tshuva. Why is it there are two parts to tshuva? Because there are two parts to every Avera. The first, when a person does an Avera, so the first thing that there is that there's a Chi of Einesh. They've sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because they've sinned, there has to be, Le'oleinu, some punishment. There's an einesh, there's a punishment involved, because they've gone against the melech, they've gone against the king. That is the first part. However, as well as that, there is nafshei nifgemes. They've dirtied their neshama. They've sullied their soul. They've distanced themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're completely out of sync with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And these are the two things. Even if a person would have wiped the slate clean and there wouldn't be any Einish anymore, but still they're a billion miles away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their neshama has been sullied. So these are the two parts. Like the Novi says, Hasira HaBegodim HaTzema Aleichem, take off these dirty clothes. So these are the two parts to every Aveira. There's the Einesh, and then as well as that, there is the fact that they have become dirty. I saw once somebody, Nebuch Machlokes, and does crazy things to people. I was at a Kiddush, and there were two friends, and then there was someone that they had a Machlokes with. I mamash saw with my own eyes. Someone they had a machlokes with, they took a cup of wine, and they were so angry to see this person there, that they threw the wine over the other person, mamish in public. And not only that, they missed, and they got it over their friends. Oh, no. That's a wonderful way to increase machlokes in Klal Yisrael over. You're not a good shot, the message is don't do it at a Kiddush. So, don't do it when there are friends around. But they managed to increase machlokes. People never, when they're, terrible, terrible thing, machlokes. So, when a person has dirtied somebody else, if your person has dirtied someone else, you spilt something over somebody else, you can say sorry, and they'll say, fine, I forgive you, but there's still a dry cleaning bill. Right? The clothes are still dirty. The clothes are still dirty. So these are the two aspects of every Aveira, is you've done something against the other person, and as well as that, you've dirtied your neshama, you've dirtied your own neshama, and so too, there needs to be, number one, a forgiveness, and number two, there has to be a tahara, ki b'yem hazeh yechaper aleichem, as well as the kapor l'tzair esem, mekol chatei seichem lifnei Hashem, the person needs to be cleansed, a person needs to be realigned, realigned, don't try this at home, Rabbi Yisai, yeah, with the pouring of the wine over people, yeah. So a person has to be realigned, and they have to achieve tahara. So these are the two aspects. Now, even though the Gemara says that there are chilukei kapora, in order to achieve kapora, there are four different categories. Sometimes a person needs Yom Kippur, sometimes there's Yisurim, sometimes there's Misa. That's in order to get their kapora, in order to get their atonement. However, what they say, both the Minchas Chinuch and the Minchas Asha, is that by a person realigning themselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by a person trying to be Matayah themselves, trying to say, I want to be a different person, even if they haven't actually achieved the Kapora yet, even if they haven't actually been forgiven, they can actually achieve the Shein Tzadik. They can now be considered a Tzadik. By just doing the Tahara, by realigning themselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by wanting to do the right thing, now they still have to pay for all the things that they've done, but they want to do the right thing, they're now able to sink themselves again, so to speak, with the Torah HaKadosh. They can actually be considered that they have Tahara, they can actually be considered a Tzaddik, even though they still have all this baggage, they still need actually a Kapora. And the proof is from Yevomos, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, where it says a person who's a mamza. Imagine Nebuch, he's got this mamza, and he is his father. Is he mechuyev in kibudov for his father? His father got him into some big problems over here. Very, very difficult for shidduchim. Very, very difficult indeed. Is he mechuyev in kibudov? So the Gemara says that a mamza is mechuyev to honor their father, even though their father has done something which the Gemara calls mu'uvas lo yochel iskoin. The father has done something which cannot be fixed. They've done some corruption which cannot be fixed. Meaning that the person who's made a mamza, it's not shy of him to have a kapora over here, to have an atonement, because it's mu'uvas lo yochel iskoin, it can't be fixed. Even though there's no kapora, the Gemara says that the son has to honor his father because hashdom yihu oisa ma'asa amcho. Right now the father is doing ma'asa amcho, the father's being a good yid. Meaning the father has now aligned himself with the Torah, the father has achieved tahara, the father's going now in the right direction, even though there is something which they have not had kapora for. So we see that a person can have tahara, can be realigned, even though they've done something which they haven't actually fixed up yet, and in this case it cannot be fixed up. So too, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, where someone says, Al-Manas Sha'ani Tzadik, is talking about somebody, they haven't fixed up all of their baggage yet. We know they haven't, because they're a Rosh HaGomor, they're a Leisar Seif. It's going to take a while for them to fix all this up. Tshuva shouldn't be enough. They haven't even done Vidoy. But you only need Vidoy to fix all these things up for the Kapara, for the atonement. But to become a new person, to be considered a tzaddik, even if one hasn't managed to fix all that up, if a person wants to do the right thing, they want to go in the right way, they have heroic tshuva, they have these fleeting moments of tshuva, then they're already considered a tzaddik. An amazing, amazing idea over here, that to be called a tzaddik, it depends on what we want to do in the future, and it depends on how we try and connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there still may be a great deal to actually fix up. We've seen that a person can have Tara without Kapara. It could be the other way around as well. A person can have Kapara, they can have everything fixed, but without Tara. Like the Shittas Rebbe in Yuma, that pays Zayin Amadal, if Rebbe Mekola Veirat Shevat Tera Bein Osa Tshuva Bein Loyosa Tshuva Yom HaKippur Mechaper, as we mentioned, Shittas Rebbe, is Yom Kippur just wipes away all the sins, it just forgives the person. Now such a person has been forgiven, it's Mechaper, but they still are not someone who's the sort of person you'd like to have as an Edom. They're not someone who has Tara, they're not someone who's actually changed themselves, who's actually connected themselves to Hashem. We had a question that of the Tosfos Yeshanim, how could the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed? How could the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed if Yom Kippur is Mechaper each year? Shittas Rebbe, how could the Beis HaMikdash have ever been destroyed? So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Kaporo Gemura Lo Tshuva, which is like you were saying, that Yom Kippur doesn't do a full job without Tshuva. Now, and the way the Minchas Osher explains this is Shittas Rebbe is Yom Kippur is Mechaper, which means it forgives all that we've done. But we're still someone who is no way worthy of Hashra'as Hashchina. And because the person, because Klal Yisrael at the time, you're right, Yom Kippur was Mechaper everything. It stopped, it atoned for everything. But if there are people who don't have Tara, if there are people who don't want to follow Hashem, then even though they don't have anything in their account, they don't have any Averis in their account, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be Mashreis Shechina among such people. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So too the questions we had about the Bad Midas. Why does the Rambam separate doing tshuva about bad midas with doing tshuva with vidoy for the assays and the late assays? The answer is because bad deis and bad midas aren't actually averas explicitly mentioned by the Torah. So since it's not an avera, it's not shayan to have a kapara from them. If you just have a bad midah that you don't actualize, there's nothing that you actually need to be atoned for. So therefore, it's not mentioned in the context of vidoy. You need vidoy for an atonement. You need vidoy for the kapara. But here, you need to have a tara over here. A tara is something different. It's realigning ourselves with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that comes up in Perek Zayin. Because Perek Zayin is speaking about G'dayla Tshuva Shemekarev Esa Odom L'Shchino. You're connecting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesterday, a person was gone, I live now, Mokom Meshukot, and Meruchot so far away, and Hayim Ve'ov Nechmod Korav V'Yedid. It's talking about how a person is able to change themselves, to look towards a brighter future with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not actually speaking about Kapara, and that's why there's no Vidoy for any bad Midas and Deus, because Vidoy is only needed for a Kapara. Suggests the Minchas Osher over here, that this is the reason, and this is really something interesting to think about as we go through Elul, these two brachas in the Shemena Esrei, two brachas for Tshuva. Why on earth do we need two brachas for Tshuva? Why is it that we have to have these two Avinu Malkeinus as well, HaChazirenu B'Tshuva Shleimu Lefanecha and Tzalacha Mechal L'Chol V'Neitzenu? There are two aspects to Tshuva, and these two aspects are reflected in these two brachas and in these two Avinu Malkeinus. The first bracha, which is where we ask for Tshuva Shleimu, is I want to become a new person. I want to be someone who's so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be someone who's a tzaddik. This is Tshuva Shleimu. This, says the Minchas Osher, is the Tara aspect of Teshuva. And he says that's why the Bracha says, Hashivenu Avinu L'Seir HaSecho, make us someone who's connected to your Torah. Realign us with the Torah, realign us with the Avodah, help us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should achieve Tara. Because Hashem, you are right to be Teshuva, you want us to do the right thing and to be connected to you again. Whereas the second one is Salachlonu, Chanan, Harmav, and Islach, it's forgiving me. That is the Kaporo, that says the Minchas Osher, is asking Hashem to forgive us for all of the things which we did wrong, and that is the Kaporo, fixing up all of the things which we've mentioned, or which we've done in the past. So here we have, through this Yesod, we've answered up all of these questions. Just some concluding points about these two brachas of Tshuva. The Yesod V'Sher Shavida in Shar Hei Perek Dalet says that the brachas of Shemayna Esra are in the plural, including Hashivenu and Salach Lanu. We're always saying this is not just about me. When we're trying to do Tshuva, we're saying Hashivenu, return all of us, Salach Lanu, return all of us. We want every single year, the whole world over, to do Tshuva. It's not good enough just for us to be thinking about ourselves. We have to be davening for everybody else to do Tshuva. You never know, never underestimate the power of a tefillah for someone to do Tshuva. You see sometimes people who are so far away from Torah mitzvahs, and then suddenly there's a spark somewhere that they come and do tshuva. I was speaking to a person once on Yom Kippur. I said, where were you last year? They said, on Yom Kippur. They said, I was on the beach in Hawaii last year for Yom Kippur. Yeah? Not sure exactly which minion they were at in the beach in Hawaii last Yom Kippur. No, it's nobody here. And somehow they came home with unbelievable stories of tshuva all over the world from the most unlikely places, people that are so far away from Torah and mitzvahs. And so, our tefillahs, Hashivenu and Salach Lanu, all these things in the plural, we want every single year to do tshuva. Never underestimate the power of a single tefillah. Another point concerning these brachas, we say, the Rashi says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, in Baal Teshuvah Hu, Marech Baharoitze B'Teshuvah. If a person is a Baal Teshuvah, then they should spend a long time on Haroitze B'Teshuvah. So the Sefer Nafshi Chela Tava Secha by a contemporary Rav, Rav Chaim Herbst in Yerushalayim, points out a beautiful, very uplifting point over here. And he says, it doesn't say someone who's done Averis should be Marich in Hashivenu, which is begging Hashem to always forgive them, which indicates someone who's always struggling to try and be accepted, and someone who's always struggling to achieve teshuvah. Rather, it says he should be marich and haroitze b'teshuvah, which is thinking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come home so much. Hashem is always roitze, he's always desirous when a person does teshuvah. He should be marich b'haroitze b'teshuvah. He should be marich not in thinking about how bad the things were that he did, but how beloved he is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another nekuda over here. We say, Ki Meichel V'Soleach Oto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you yourself is the one who is Meichel V'Soleach. It's an amazing thing, the forgiveness isn't done through a Shliach, but it's at the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Meichel V'Soleach Oto, and to focus over here on the Oto, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's doing this himself, he's not delegating it to other people. And the final Nekuta over here, just before I finish with a short story, is that Tiferet Shlomo, in Yom Kippur, Dibba Masal Vayomer, the Tiferet Shlomo says, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Solachti, Kidvarecha, I've forgiven you according to your words. He says, to the extent a person is careful with these words and these tefillahs, and in all of the words that we say are concerning tshuva, throughout Elul and on Yom Kippur, according to Kidvarecha, to the extent we're careful with these brachas and with all of the words that we say, they shouldn't just be words, but it should be full of emotion. That is the extent of salachti. That is the extent it will be forgiven. Just like to close with a story that I was once sitting in a taxi, and the person who was the taxi driver was the head of the Eisenbach taxi company, and he said he used to have people working for him who he was the manager, beautiful years, the traditional years, wearing a kippah, it's very sweet, very zisa years. So he said, I used to be the manager. What happened? The owner said, no one's allowed to be using the taxis on Shabbos to make money. And if there is, you have to sack them. And I knew there were some people who were using their taxis on Shabbos. And I told them, look, I'm in a very awkward situation over here. I'm supposed to fire you. But I feel sorry for you because you clearly need the money. What am I supposed to do? He said, please don't tell them. I have responsibility over here. I'm the manager. So he said, look, we'll do a 3-month experiment. And he got all the people, all the drivers in on the secrets over here. The 3-month experiment. All of us will make cheshbonus. How much is our income? How much are our expenses? And after 3 months, we'll see if you're actually making more money. And they say, you're kidding? Of course we're making more money. We're driving on Shabbat. That's the main day. So look, wait, and let's see, 3 months. After the first month, all the people who were traveling on Shabbos were making more money, it was poshut. Wait. After the third month, they all sat in one of those smoke-filled rooms, Cheshach Onon V'Arofel, that the taxi drivers have, they're all there, and there's smoke all over the place, and they're all taking out their little sheets of paper, and they're all looking, and every single one who was working on Shabbos, This one, their two tires went. This one, the axle went. This one, the gearbox went. This one, the steering went. And they saw that every single person who was actually working on Shabbos ended up making less money than all those people who were keeping Shabbos. The fear of Hashem shivered down their spines. And they all said, from now on, we all want to do Teshuvah. We all want to do Teshuvah. They went to the Beis they went to the Bukharim, a Beis HaMedrash in the Bukharim, the Musayof Shul. They all gave tzedakah. They all put tefillin on. And they said, from now on, we're different people. And he said, I saw them years and years later. And they said to me, thank you so much, not just for not sacking us, but for giving us the greatest gift possible, the gift of Shabbos. These people were zeichah to do tshuva. These people were zeichah to come home to change their lives completely. May we be zeichah for Ezra Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zareit, Zeris Tshuva. May we be zeichah to have an inspiring, uplifting Elul, Yom Leiroim, and come closer to the Eivishta, and be zeichah to Alton, the Simcha, Mashiach, the Kingdom, and have your meaning.